Welcome to University United Methodist Church. My name is Katie Flynn, and I'll be up here this morning helping lead us in worship. Also up here is my mom, Joyce Flynn. She'll be your liturgist this morning. And Alicia will be here as the pastor. She just had to run out for a second. Whatever brings you here today, custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here. Peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. If you're new to us this morning, which I know a few of you are, we're happy that you're here, and I hope that the welcome team greets you, although it looks like some of them may be on vacation. But you can grab one of these brochures on your way out, and it just tells you a little bit about us. Also, you'll find in your bulletin this yellow slip of paper. It's got two sides on it. The first one is for attendance, just so that we know you're here and we can greet you. And then the second side is for prayer requests. So if you have a prayer that you'd like to share with the congregation later on in service, we'll announce when the ushers will come forward to collect those, and then we'll share them aloud with the congregation. The bulletin that I just referenced is an abbreviated order of worship, but if you'd like a complete order of worship, there's a QR code on the back of it, and if you have a smartphone, you can scan that and get a complete order of worship. There are restrooms and childcare both through this door, or if you'd like help finding either, you can ask one of the ushers and they'd be happy to help you. After worship, we'll have a time of gathering in the gathering room, and there's suites today, so you want to definitely join us. This is a safe sanctuary, and we encourage all families to be with their children at all times while they're in the building. If you're looking for a way to continue your faith throughout the week, you can definitely look in the bulletin for all the announcements. I just want to highlight a couple of them. First, the outreach team is selling pecans after the service. After the service, there's only chocolate-covered ones and pecan clusters left. Both are delicious, so you definitely want to grab those because they give us a little bit of money to help our outreach program, and they're so good. Thank you, Erica. Let's see, today is the last day that you can bring in contributions that count for 2018, so if you want to put those in the offering plate later on in the service, please do so. And then I think we'll get statements sent out to us, I believe. A new Bible study is starting on January 13th, and it'll run for 12 weeks. You'll find details of that right here in the bulletin. And now let us continue our time of worship.
Good morning. I am Pastor Alicia Wood. I am honored to say that I am the pastor here, and I would like to send a warm welcome to each and every one of you today. So I invite you to take a deep breath. Imagine that what is above you is a starlit night. And in this moment, all is calm, all is bright. The last verse of Silent Night ended with, "Christ the Savior is born." And now the story continues. Even though we feel as if the Christmas season is over and the tree is quick to come down, the real story begins again in the renewal of our very souls as God nudges us toward new life and possibilities in the new year. What is being born within us? How have we been changed by the light we have celebrated in the last few weeks? What new vision have we gained, and what will we do with it? God of this new day, we open ourselves to hear your call to new life. As we anticipate the new year and all its possibilities, help us to always remember that nothing is ever finished. God is not done with us. Indeed, God is ever making our lives, our families, our communities, and our world a brighter place. Fill us with your peace and light. Make the world so calm and bright. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's poem from the 1800s still speaks clearly to us today. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing, "I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day." Remain standing. God has called each of us here today. Because worship is a communal act, take a moment now and greet those around you with the peace and love of Christ, saying, "The peace of Christ be with you." When you hear the music start, it is time to return to your seats and for the children to join Pastor Alicia in the front of the church.
be seated. Well, it happened. Christmas Day has come and gone. We were just talking about that. And the branches of our Advent wreath are starting to look a little wilted. Our five Advent candles have melted down quite a bit from when we first started, haven't they? You notice how much lower they are? So will you pray with me as we start our time together? In the silence of the night, by the star's gentle light, peace is born, joy is born, love is born, hope is born, light is born, a child is born. Amen. So, you have been doing such a great job when I've asked you about how to care for the baby. You have been really great about having great ideas. So the first week, the baby needed peace, and we comforted it with a blanket. Do you remember that? Were you guys here for that when we saw the video about the bats being wrapped up in blankets? And then when it needed joy, we had some fun and we laughed a little bit with it. And then when the baby was hungry, we fed it. And then when the baby needed a little hope, we sang a lullaby. And then when it was dark, and we gave it a nightlight. While our baby was pretend, your love and help were real. You gave it everything it needed, and now during this season, Christmas season, we celebrate a very real baby who has come to give us everything we need. Peace, joy, hope, love, and light. Jesus is born. And he isn't crying right now, so there probably isn't anything we need to help him with. When a child is born, one of the great ways we can continue to celebrate is to send out a birth announcement. And I recently got a birth announcement of a couple of friends who had babies, and they're up on my refrigerator. It's fun to let others know when a baby has been born so they can celebrate too. And when a baby just like Jesus was born, that is something worth celebrating. That is the good news worth sharing. And I'm wondering if we can click our video because I forgot it.
Of your grandchild.
What?
No, twins? Is it twins?
What does this one say?
Baby sheep.
What? No. What? Is it twins?
It's triplets.
It's triplets.
Your grandparents screamed like this when they heard that you were coming? What do you think? I don't know where Mom... Did they scream like this, Mom? Not quite that much. So any grandmas or grandpas out here scream like this with delight when they heard there was a grandchild coming? I'm seeing mostly no. Oh, there were a few yeses. Squeals. Yes, okay. Well, great. So what if we got this excited about baby Jesus? And we told everybody about baby Jesus. So this is the time. Christmas is over, but we still can invite people to get to know Jesus. And we can still invite people to our church to learn about Jesus and Jesus' message. And how exciting is that? I don't know if we need to go to school or the store squealing like the women and men in the video, but we certainly can be excited about this awesome thing that Jesus has done for us. So it is time for us to tiptoe back to whoever brought us and start the rest of our day. So thank you for joining me today. Next week we're going to talk about epiphany.
Baby Jesus is born. What do we do now? Grown-up Jesus made it clear. Please remain seated now as we read Howard Thurman's poem, The Work of Christmas, responsively. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the kings and princes are home, the work of Christmas begins. To heal the broken, to release the prisoner, to bring peace among the people, to make music in the heart. Bring peace among the people, to make music in the heart. There's a New Year's resolution for you. Peace and music so often seem to be linked. The angels sang peace on earth. So let's stand in body or spirit and sing hymn number 249. There's a song in the air. Please be seated. The author of Revelation also had a vision of a time when God and humanity become one, when God's dwelling is with humankind. Listen to these words from the 21st chapter of Revelation. I am reading from the Common English Bible. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the former heaven and the former earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a betrothed, beautifully dressed for their beloved. I heard a loud voice from the throne say, "Look, God's dwelling is here with humankind. God will dwell with them, and they will be God's peoples." Then God said to me, "All is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will freely give water from the life-giving spring." Jesus' coming was announced with the light of the star over Bethlehem and choirs of angels that lit up the night sky for the shepherds. And then Jesus became the light for us, a light that shows us the way and the truth for our lives. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing hymn number 247, O Morning Star, How Fair and Bright. Please be seated. Of course, Jesus started to grow up and, like all children, began to present some challenges to his parents. I'll be reading from the second chapter of Luke in the Contemporary English Bible. After their annual trip to the temple for Passover, his parents found that he was not with the group returning to Nazareth. They returned to Jerusalem searching for him, and then, after 3 days, they found him in the temple. He was sitting among the teachers, listening to them and putting questions to them. Everyone who heard him was amazed by his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were shocked. His mother said, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Listen, your father and I have been worried. We've been looking for you." Jesus replied, "Why were you looking for me?
Didn't you know that it was necessary for me to be in my Father's house? This is the word of God for the people of God.
Good morning again. I really liked the liturgy in the beginning of our worship today. It said, the real story begins again in the renewal of our very souls as God nudges us toward new life and possibilities in the new year. And the question was asked, what is being born within us? So today we will be reminded of the work of Christmas. We'll look at the scripture from this morning, and then we'll dream a little. I'd first like to talk with you about this poem that Howard Thurman talked about, The Work of Christmas and When It Begins. The work of Christmas begins the day after Christmas. And so what we saw in this video is one way to serve God's people. But I'm wondering, what can we imagine together in ways that we might serve God's people? And I wonder, what would the new heaven and the new earth look like as spoken in Revelation? Well, maybe it looks something like the Christmas truce that we started with this season. The Christmas truce of World War I, when trenches of the Allied and trenches of the Germans heard each other singing a Christmas carol, Silent Night, and everything stopped for a day. And enemies played and shook hands and sang carols together. Our Luke text reminded me of Sheldon Cooper of The Big Bang Theory. Does anyone watch this? Okay, yes. Sometimes our children are doing things unexplainable, like Sheldon Cooper did as an adult and also as a child. We wonder, what are they thinking, imagining, or dreaming? And we realize that they are on a path of great things. And we wonder, how can this be? They're just a child. And then we realize it all comes from God. Jesus was in the temple beginning to explore and dream big about his greater purpose of his life. Of course, Jesus' parents were worried about him and upset with him for not joining the caravan, but the last line of the text that we did not read today, you can look it up later for the exact words. Luke chapter 2, verse 52 says, and his mother kept this all in his heart. As parents, we sometimes do this, right? We wonder, why are our children doing things that don't make any sense? And we keep them in our hearts, and then later on we realize they were onto something big in their lives. Well, it's time for us to dream big in Syracuse. We all know the statistics of poverty here, which affects much more than someone or a family living in a rundown apartment. It affects people's, and especially children's, health, education, the violence in the community, self-esteem, just to name a few things. God was certainly dreaming big when God told Mary that she was to be the mother of Jesus. And I'm going to read from Luke chapter 1, verse 30 through 33, and then I'll read also verse 38. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God has been gracious to you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will make him a king as his ancestor David was, and he will be the king of the descendants of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." And Mary says, "I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it happen to me as you have said." And the angel left her. God was dreaming big, and Mary certainly was too. It's time to dream and believe like a child, like Jesus did as a child. In Luke 18, verse 17, in the Common English Bible, it says, "I assure you that whoever doesn't welcome God's kingdom like a child will never enter it." I know I talked about this when Hal Garman was here, but I'm going to talk about it again. Bubble up theology, or bubble up ministry. Let's take this time to pray and to pray about our next steps and see what bubbles up so that we may share the light of Jesus with our city. After all, as Howard Thurman says, after Christmas, after it is all packed up and put away, the work of Christmas begins. Amen. As we enter our time of prayer, please join me in singing our call to prayer, "Christ Be Our Light." Some prayers are spoken and others still unspoken are weighing on our hearts today. God, we bring them all to you, knowing that you indeed fill us when we open our hearts to you. Wrap them in your love so tight. Guide them in your holy light. Amen. We will have a period of silent prayer, followed by a spoken prayer, and finally, the Lord's Prayer. Please speak the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. As we begin a time of silent prayer, get comfortable in your seat. Breathe in and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. Let us pray. Redeemer God, who gave us the greatest gift of Jesus, we thank you for the many gifts you have given and continue to give us. Bright warm sun, glistening white snow, birds with beautiful songs, and your abundant love. We acknowledge our failings as your people
in falling short in our care of our fellow human beings and your beautiful earth. Forgive us and help us to, in the new year, let your love, your will, and the teachings of your Son Jesus guide us each day as we each do our best in ways big and small to make your world more compassionate, more inclusive, more peaceful, and more just for all. In your name we pray. Amen. And now let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today your daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Committed Christians have been serving this community at this place for 150 years. You are now a part of this living tradition. Advent and the coming of Jesus' birth reminds us of why we are here and why it is important to maintain our witness in this place. Don't forget to put your yellow attendance slips that look like this in the plate as the ushers collect the offering. Please remain standing and join me in speaking our unison prayer of dedication. Holy God of the ages, may your Spirit descend upon us gathered here and on the gifts we offer. Use them to reshape fragmented lives, clothe those shivering in the cold, and feed those who are hungry. May we be the hands and hearts of your compassion, so that your light may live in the world. Amen. The angel voices were not a one-time thing. Angels are still among us. Joy is still a possibility. Please remain standing and join me in singing hymn number 218, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. Please be seated. Worship is coming to a close. We have received the light. We have shared the light together, and now we prepare to take that light out into the world. Please join me in our Christmas blessing. Go with God into this day. May the Spirit guide your way. Offer life to all you greet. Like Christ, see God in all you meet. Amen. Our music for heading out into the world is a special piece that was commissioned for this worship series. Please join me in singing, We All Need a Silent Night in Here.